You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Quick note, I did post the photos of me and listener Shelly sporting each other's school colors, if you will. She's a Purdue Boilermaker. I was my whole life been a big fan of Michigan Wolverines. They played a couple of weeks ago in the championship game. Michigan won. Loser had to wear the other person's shirt, you know, football team. Shelly went out, a really good sport, and got the Michigan shirt. And she's got this great photo. I've posted it online. And to show that I was a good sport, too, I went ahead and got the Purdue shirt, put it on, so they're just side by side. I do want to point out, and other people have noticed, it's really cute. She's sneaky, though. Because if you look closely at the photo, she's accessorizing with a Purdue scarf.
Yeah, I do see that. Look at that.
It's funny. And it's also funny that now, you know, a bunch of people wanting to jump in, you know, and do hurrahs for their team. You know, listen, guys, sit down, sit back, be quiet, Ohio State fans. This was between Michigan and Purdue, just like Buckeye fans to want to elbow their way in. You were out of it, all right? So settle down. This is something that popped up in front of me and Jer Bear, and we realized that this isn't so much a call in and participate kind of thing. It's more of a, if you want to, great. But it's mostly just, we're going to have a few laughs with this online thread that we found that's so hit home because it's so funny and so relatable. And if you want to call, if you want to text, the number's the same for either 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. But basically, they call this, what is the smallest hill you're willing to die on? And what they're talking about there is the tiny little thing. It's not important in the grand scheme of life, but you're just not willing to budge on it, okay? Yeah. It's like, this is, I'm holding steady to this. This is how I feel about this.
And it's something silly, you know. This is not like a political point of view or anything like that.
Exactly. Like one of them, number 12 on their list is the Oxford comma, use it. And that is me. I will die on that hill all day long. Oxford comma, yes, 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 comma, and yes.
Right.
That's one. I like this other one on the list that also made me laugh. Tiny and jumbo paper clips. Should not be mixed.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, if you have a little drawer of paper clips, keep them separate. Because then you're fishing through the small ones to find the big one, you know? It's annoying. They're all hooked together.
Here's one that, again, if you want to comment on any of these or offer your own, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Here's one that I think we talked about on the show just a couple of months ago because... Gretchen was giving me what for about, I mean, I didn't really care, but she is very passionate about this, how four-way stops, if you got a four-way stop sign, that is not the place for pleasantries. Just go when it's your turn. She was ranting about the people who it's their turn to go, but they feel this need to wave other people through.
Right, right. Just follow the rules of traffic.
Right. And she's saying, no, it's your turn. Just go. You don't have to be the bigger person here.
Because inevitably, one person will wave you on just at the same time that you are waving them on. And then everybody gets confused, and then it's that start, stop, and then the person on the left goes, you know, it's a mess.
And then let's just all admit, if somebody waves you through at a four-way stop, don't try to then counter-wave them.
Yes.
Because all that does is just hold traffic
up. It's confusion.
If somebody is gracious enough to wait, just go.
Yep.
You don't have to, you're never going to see this person again, so you don't have to be a bigger person this time. You shouldn't put ketchup on fries that people are sharing. How do you feel about that, Jerry?
I agree with that because the hill that I die on is that ketchup is trash. So you shouldn't put ketchup on anything, really. But yeah, if you are sharing fries, I mean, is it okay to do half?
No, you put it on the side. You put a big next to the fries.
For your dippage.
And the people who want it can then dip.
Yeah.
But they're talking about taking the ketchup bottle
and just drizzling it all over it.
All over the fries?
Don't do that.
It's a bad move, man. I like this one, too. Okay, so this is funny. One, bless you, should cover the entire sneeze session.
I love this one, especially when you have the people that are like, achi, 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 you know, and they do it 10 times in a row. Give them one. One bless you, and then move on.
Yeah, if somebody in the office sneezes and the person goes, bless you, and then 3 seconds later, they sneeze again, you don't have to re-up
you
the
don't.
Bless you.
You've already blessed them. And really, you should just be doing the thing anyway where you make a fart sound effect after somebody sneezes. They sneeze, and then you immediately go like that, like they tooted along with the sneeze. That's the rule.
Now, I caught a lot of crap several years ago when I announced that I am not a comment on sneeze person. I won't say bless you to someone. Uh-huh. I won't say Gesundheit. I won't say anything. And I remember getting a lot of grief about that. I don't know how you've... Are you a comment on sneeze?
I do the fart, or I just say gross, usually, when somebody sneezes.
At least that's something,
gross.
Right?
Yeah.
I just ignore it. I was told, that's really rude, when somebody sneezes. And I'm like, but we don't comment on any other bodily... type of, like,
I guess
if
we
someone
don't.
Coughs, we don't say anything. If someone farts, you might say something, but you don't get a bless you or anything out of it. And so it's funny that one thing, people have to come running across the room to say something.
Bless you! Yeah, you'll hear it from across the room.
The superstition, right. It's like, I don't
just
feel the need to comment
peace.
On bodily functions.
It's so true, man. So true.
I'm a weirdo, I guess.
I love 7 on this list, that the Red Delicious apples are trash apples. The Red Delicious ones.
Yes.
All day long, it's the worst apple. They're disgusting.
Who was our engineer? We had an engineer.
Mario. Mario used to be our engineer, and he'd walk around every morning with a Red Delicious apple, and we're like, what's your problem, man? What is your malfunction?
Number 10, women's clothing should have more pockets.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hear that all the time, too.
Yep.
Isn't that the thing about some of the yoga pants and legging things that more of them started creating the phone pocket?
The cell phone pocket, yes.
And they just exploded.
Yep.
Oh, that's great. Do you want to take a quick call?
Absolutely.
Here's the thing, and I'm going to do a disclaimer up front. I'm not sure everybody understands exactly what we're going for, because we talked about the ketchup one a little while ago, and people started texting us just saying what their favorite condiment was.
Yeah, no, that's not the same.
That's not what we're doing. It's the little thing that you just won't budge on.
Yeah, like Justin wrote in and said, store brand Oreos are not the same as real Oreos. No matter what anybody says, or if they say they taste the same, Justin says, oh, hell no. Go with the real Oreos, not the knockoffs.
I will tell you, Justin, that Hydrox cookies predated the Oreo.
Okay.
So really, we should be giving props to the Hydrox.
Okay, I've never had those.
I don't even know if they still sell them anymore. Here's Brooke on the phone. Brooke, good morning.
Hi, good morning, boys. How are you?
Super dupes.
Oh, are you kidding? It's a great day. So what is the hill that you are willing to die on, Brooke?
Do not offer me Mr. Pibb when I want Dr. Pepper. I will drink nothing. I will drink nothing. Do not give me Mr. Pibb.
Right, and it's those people that are like, wrong. Mr. Pibb's the same thing as Dr. Pepper. No, it's not.
Absolutely not.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you something, Brooke.
What?
I gotta tell you the truth. I live in a house with two women, my wife and my stepdaughter. They both prefer Mr. Pibb.
Insane.
Time to move back.
I move out.
That's what I think. I think it's time to end this relationship.
Be done with it.
There are deal breakers, and that's one of them.
Yeah. They're like Mr.
So
Pibb is the superior drink.
It's
I'm like,
not.
What is wrong with you?
It's bland.
And I agree with the ketchup on the French fries, too. I was screaming in my car, yes, that is the perfect way to lead this, because it absolutely is true. Do not put ketchup on French fries if you're sharing.
Yep, it's true. True story.
You know, Brooke, you and I could live together. You go have a great day, okay?
Same to you. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Brooke.
We're talking right now about this online thread that was making us laugh. What is the smallest hill you're willing to die on? Meaning, it's such a silly, pointless little thing, and yet you refuse to budge on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting a bunch of funny ones that are being texted. You got one that you can
Brandy
share?
G wrote in on text. Brandy G says, the hill I would die on, my eggs cannot touch my syrup.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The syrup can pretty much touch everything else on the plate, but not the eggs, I think. It's fine if it touches the hash browns and whatever meat you have on there. But yeah, once it touches the eggs, you're like, ugh.
Marley says, my pens. I will only use Pilot G2 pens.
Yeah. I'm noticing.
That's good
pen.
That's my pen, too.
That's a solid pen.
That's the one that I do. There's something perfect about that.
It just flows, yeah. Pen. It's turning into a lot of name brand versus generic now, I've noticed, on the texts.
And a lot of grammar stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of that, like, you know, I couldn't care less versus I could care less. Now we're going to... I got your back on that. I learned a few years ago that you just will never... ever.
I like saying people. I could care less because to me it's like I do already care very little about what you're talking about, and if I tried really hard, I could care less.
I won't debate it. You just do you.
Who do you got on the phone? Yeah, I could care less. I already care very little. I could care less, though.
The way I look at it is I couldn't care less how you deal with that.
Yeah, right,
so.
Right.
Here's Brandy on the phone. Brandy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
The smallest hill you're willing to die on?
Christmas decorations. Not being put up until after Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're one of those. Yeah, after Thanksgiving.
See, I'm that
way,
too.
I've actually gone into a store that I drove 20 minutes away to get something, and I walked in October, and they were already playing Christmas music, and I turned around and walked out.
Unbelievable.
That a girl.
Unbelievable, Brandy. I would have knocked some stuff off the shelves before I left, too.
And my husband turned around, what? We just came all the way up here, and you didn't even get anything. I was
funny.
But it's October, and we're already playing Christmas music? No.
Can't do it.
You know what you should have done is gotten some friends together, made some signs, and picketed out front. Just walk back and forth in front of the door holding
hey,
the signs.
Hey, ho, ho, this Christmas
and the signs,
music's got
just
to go.
Too soon, you know, too soon.
Not now.
My family will actually give me a hard time because they'll put up their stuff well before. If they could have their way, they would put it up in September.
You got a weird family, Brandy.
I have my Halloween decorations. I have my Thanksgiving decorations. Yeah. And they have to go in that order.
Hey, we're on your side. We were on your side.
You're preaching to the choir, Brandy.
Even though I had one tree up before Thanksgiving this year. But I'm generally on your side.
You're preaching to the choir with me, at least. Brandy, you are terrific. Have a fun day, okay?
You guys, too. Happy holidays. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. Tim, it sounds like Jeremy.
What?
He says, I can't bring myself to do only one space a period.
I'm not changing. I'm double tapping that space bar all day long. All day long. Do you have one that you can think of that you are hard you-know-what on?
I just adopted so many of these that were on the list that I can't get my brain around any other. Anywhere. So many of mine are grammatical things or something like that, or
mine,
holiday kind of things.
Mine for sure, is we've talked about it on the show, is when you're done putting your groceries on the conveyor belt, it is your job to grab the divider and put it down to let the person know behind you that I am now completely, you know, I'm complete now. You can put your things on.
Yeah, I think you and I debated this a while.
We did.
Back,
that's one of mine that I'll die for.
I am not a divider guy. I never use the divider.
Yeah, and I'll do it. I was like, you got it. When you're done putting your groceries on the belt, and it's your job to say, I am now done, and put the divider down.
I'm laughing at Chelsea. Chelsea says, medium toothbrush bristles do clean my teeth better than soft bristles. You can throw all the soft ones away.
Soft's too soft. Yep.